Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Thank you, Jen. This week, a wonderful visit with the crew from Rollins Cross, who have been on a whirlwind maritime tour for the last few weeks with many sold-out nights. I'll sit down with Ian and Dave and chat about some amazing new tunes on this wonderful new album called Flying Colors. To get us started, two of their biggest hits. Listen for Rock Steady after Reel and Roll on Atlantic Access.
We get to play when the work is through.
Rocksteady, the title song from the album from Rollins Cross on Atlantic Access. Before that, Reel and Roll, the song that really took off for the folks. And of course, we can't even talk about Rollins Cross without playing Reel and Roll. It just doesn't seem like the right thing to do. But we're sitting with Ian McKinnon and David Panting of the band. Thanks a lot, guys, for doing this.
Oh, no problem, Terry. Good to be here, buddy.
What's your chore with the group?
I am the string guy. I'm mandolin and guitar and all that kind of stuff, whatever's required.
That was Dave. So, Ian, you're on the other end of things.
I am, yeah. Dave is missing out a big component, though. He has been one of the principal songwriters in the group since the very beginning. He and his brother are kind of the musical directors, the heart and soul of the band when it comes to the musical direction of things. So I'm Highland Pipes, Tin Whistle. I play some boron, which is the Celtic drum. Trumpet occasionally comes out, makes an appearance.
So the current lineup is the original lineup still, is it?
Sort of. It's been the lineup since about 1993. First 4 years of the group, we had a few changes. Original rhythm section, Pamela Payton, Lauren Taylor, and had a couple of drummers. Tom Roach played drums with
Derek
us for
Pelly
a
while. Derek Pelly.
Yeah, so we had a few changes early on, and then when Joey joined the group, took over as lead singer, and the group has really been consolidated since then.
David, this is your 30th anniversary tour. A lot of bands I hear when they start out, they don't see getting past maybe 5 years. Some don't see past their first album release, and here you are. How does that feel?
Well, it feels great. The thing is that it wasn't a band. Ian and Jeff and I started in St. John's when Ian was living in St. John's. And I met Ian, you know, at a party, at a house party. Rita McNeil's musicians were playing. They were doing the bars then. So a lot of the expatriate Nova Scotians in St. John's were at that party, you know. So that's how I ran into Ian. So I said, well, he was saying, well, I play the pipes. And I was kind of like, well, are you any good? And he was like, well, you know, because I'm looking for a piper to play on a couple of songs I wrote. You know, I've got this idea. And that's kind of where it started. And I think when we got into original material, people started to gravitate to the band. And it wasn't something you could predict at all. And here we are.
Audiences must be very warm to you on this tour. Some special significance. Are the audiences following that along?
Yeah, well, this is our 30th anniversary tour, and we were not touring together, performing together as a band through the first decade of the 2000s. But the last 10 years we have been back together, and that was one of the big, the big question marks. Will our fans continue to come out and support us, because if they don't, then there's not much point of getting on stage. There's no one there to play for. But they are coming out. We're seeing a bunch of sellout shows on this particular tour.
We also want to get into the latest album just released, as a matter of fact, called Flying Colors, and a couple of tunes. First of all, Love Comes Around, I believe, was like the first official Emphasis track.
Mm-hmm.
And You Know Me Better Than That is coming up else right afterwards. But right now, Love Comes Around on Atlantic Access. This is Rollins Cross.
The phantom who lives over the hill, down the road to his better days. And when he catches glimpses, as oftentimes he will, it's amazing how the feeling stays. And he lies awake and he ponders, and he wanders, and he waits. And his life goes rushing onward, on a path to it's too late. She's in love with a dreamer who's long lost at sea. She knows he's never coming home. But she walks to the seaside, stands in the lee, casts her loving out across the foam. And the stars shine out there a wonder, and the dawn begins to break. And the seas roll out their thunder, hissing silence in their wake. But love comes around the corner, hits you right between the eyes. Love comes around the corner, surprise, surprise, surprise. Thank you. meant to be. Call it a circumstance, blame it on fate. It doesn't matter much to me. As they turn toward the future, upstairs, nobody there. Sat down hard in your easy chair. I guess you thought I'd just lie down and take it. Sad that you saw me like that. I think you thought I'd never make it. Now you silence grew between me and you, broken only by talk about leaving. Wherever you want to be, I set you free. 'Cause I've known for a while that it isn't with me. It's hard to believe we were ever in love when I think seem to use my best intentions against me somehow. Just lie down and take it. Sad that you saw me like that. I think you thought that I'd never make it. Now you know me better than that. I guess you thought I'd just lie down and take it. Sad that you saw me like that. And I think you thought that I'd never make it. Now you know me better than that. You know me better now. You know me better.
You Know Me Better Than That, Love Comes Around, from the new album Flying Colors. It's Rollins Cross here on Atlantic Access. And those two songs back-to-back are kind of interesting. On the Love Comes Around, it's a song about exciting, finding someone new. And then the one we that follows, it's kind of like the opposite of that. It's kind of like 20 years down the road and it didn't work out.
Well, it didn't take 20 years when I wrote that song.
Okay, all right.
You Know Me Better Than That was written quite a while ago, actually. But finally got it recorded. In a nice way.
Yeah. So how do you know when it's time to record?
I actually have to give John Landry a bit of credit for giving me and, by extension, the whole band a bit of a boot in the arse, you know, to get back into the studio. It's important as artists to continue creating, because otherwise it just, you know, it just kind of gets dull.
I was always very afraid of that, actually, just trotting out reel and roll for the rest of our lives. And even if I think about, you know, poor old Chubby Checker, like, do the twist for 50 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, a lot of us are driven to write anyway. So you just, you know, in my particular case, I just couldn't do it any other way. So I don't really, and, you know, as we're getting older, I mean, it becomes less important, the money and all that kind of stuff, you know.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Right?
There was a woman I bumped into who was unaware that we were releasing a new album. And she said, you know, I was listening to radio the other day and I heard this song and it's like really sounded like Rollins Cross. I mean, it wasn't. Because I know all of your stuff, and it showed me is that there is a very distinctive sound.
We've also thrown the doors open to the other guys. So traditionally, like Jeff and I have, you know, kind of driven the bus with the songwriting, but we kind of decided to kick that for the last couple of projects, and Brian has come in with a few things, and Joe, Ian, is contributing. And I don't know, you know, just try to get some different influences in there, but also, you know, we have our... The Panting Brothers, maybe especially my brother Jeff, who keeps a heavy hand on the tiller there.
Yeah.
As far as the artistic vision, you know. The band's playing better without being immodest than it ever was, mm-hmm. I think, you know.
A couple of the highlights we're just going to end with here, Island Nights and Course Correction, which I know you've chosen as your current video. Playing those songs one after the other, it feels like, you know, you're heading out on this wonderful journey onto the ocean, and then all of a sudden comes Island Nights and a story begins to grab hold.
The Course Correction is started with a jig melody. Very simple, and a two-part jig that I wrote on the Tin Whistle. The tune itself was inspired by this sailing trip I took with my sister. It was the one out of the seven pieces of music on this new record was least form, and we developed an arrangement.
It really is a wonderful sounding project.
Yeah, we like this one. We think it's probably maybe the best one we've.
It's just a wonderful adventure. So it's called Flying Colors. Where is it available? Where can people get it?
The best place to go, I guess, is the band's website, rollinscross.com.
Mm-hmm.
If you're looking for a CD, we do have CDs, and they're available at our shows as well as through mail order online.
If you want to fly to St. John's, you can go to O'Brien's Music and Fred's Records in St. John's.
There are a few select music retailers that still exist.
So we're going to hear Island Nights, but right now, first of all, Course Correction. And thanks again to Dave and Ian for taking the time today.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Terry. Appreciate it.
It's Rollins Cross on Atlantic Access.
silent nights will take us away. Lovers embrace and dance until day breaks. In the moonlight we sway to the beat of the sea. At midnight we play with a soft ocean breeze. These island nights give way to the light on the tide and the dawn. We will be gone. A young sailor boy who dreamed of conquering Troy, but all that I've learned made me long to return to these island nights. These island nights, my love in my arms, my children asleep, safe from all harm. Now the candle burns down, the wine brings the dreams. I'm an old sailor man, I will die free. We'll be right back.
Island Nights from Rollins Cross and the album Flying Colors on Atlantic Access, a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton. Visit entertainmentplus.ca. Thanks so much for hanging out with us this week. Our bonus track is from a noted singer-songwriter who tends to take his time between albums. Sherman Downey is certainly due to release something new. New Beautiful is coming soon. From It is the lead single. This is Front Porch on Atlantic Access.
In the morning, she is dancing in the kitchen to the music on the radio. With the windows open and the curtains wide, she's singing every word she knows. And out in the street with the heat coming down, the boys are busy falling in love. And the girls walk by with their backs up, wondering what the hell they're thinking of. All the kids on the corner, they're kicking up dust. It must be something to be so bored. Last week some punk beat a window out. It's got the neighbors locking up the doors. And all the weekend workers, they're walking to work like nothing's gonna get them down. Maybe it will, and maybe it won't, but they'll be damned if they'll be sitting around. And you can find me on the front porch, sipping my tea, wondering if anyone is looking at me. Every day it's the same old thing. There's nothing much happening. Soon I'm gonna pack my suitcase and I'm gonna hit the road. Well, if you're walking around and you see my face, be sure to stop and say hello. Little bird, won't you carry me? I'm up with the sun every day of the week. And it hits me like a kiss on the cheek and rolls me like a storm. It's a lazy evening, I'm daydreaming and I'm on the run. And I'm running with my lover, and when we duck for cover, she tells me I'm the only one. And oh, how my heart skips a beat, how could a lady of mine ever be so sweet? She nearly swept me off my feet, you got to hand it to my imagination. Cause I'm just sitting on the front porch, sipping my tea, at me. Every day it's the same old thing. There's nothing much happening. Soon I'm gonna pack my suitcase and I'm gonna hit the road. Well, if you're walking around and you see my face, be sure to stop and say hello. Little bird, won't you carry me? I'm up with the sun every day in the week. And it hits me like a kiss on the cheek and pulls me like a storm.
Podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.